Yeraisa.
Today's Amud is Yuma Dafid Beis Amud Aleph. We're holding on Yud Aleph from a base, 6 lines from the bottom, by the words Ubeis HaKnesses Mimetama Benigoyim. So the Gemara just brought a brisa that a Beis HaKnesses, that a shul, is Mimetama Benigoyim, which means a shaykh to negibatim, if there's a nega, tzaras on a shul, so it's Mimetama Benigoyim. So now the Gemara asks, right, the Gemara Ubeis HaKnesses Mimetama Benigoyim, is that really true, that a Beis HaKnesses is shaykh to negibatim? Vatani, but we learned in the brisa, Yachol you bate kinesio subatim idrashis mitamim b'negayim, I might think that batei kenesias and batei midrashos that they're shayach to tumas negayim to negibatim. Tamo loymer, the pasuk says uba asher loy habayis. We dash from the word loy mishum miyuchad loy, that it has to be that there's only negibatim by a bias that's miyuchad loy. Yatsu elu sheim miyuchadin loy, coming to be laafuke a shul in the base medrash which don't have clear bailim. There's no bailim nikarim on a shul in the base medrash. Anyone and everyone's invited, there everyone's welcome, and therefore it's not shaykh to negam. So how could the brisa say, how could we say that a shul has negebatim? Here we have a brisa which is, seems to say that there's no negebatim by a shul because there's no bailam nikarim. Says the Gemara like Kasha, it's not a stira. Hari Meir, Har Rabbanon, it's Pashta Machlaikas, it's Machlaikas or Meir and Rabbanon. Where do we find the Machlaikas or Meir Rabbanon to be Taila, this Machlaikas on? The Tani, we learned in the Braisa. Beis HaKnesses, Shieshba, Beis Dira Lechazan HaKnesses. If you have a shul that has a place, to live for the Gabbai of the shul, so then it's Chai Be Mezuzah. So then everyone agrees it's Chai Be Mezuzah. Avada, someone lives there. Beshaimba, Beis Dira, but let's say it doesn't have a place to live for the Gabbai. It's just part of the shul. So then we have a machlekes. Rabbi Meir, Mechayev, and Chachamim Poitrin. Rabbi Meir says it's Chayev and Mezuzah, and the Chachamim say it's Potter from Mezuzah. So says the Gemara, the machlekes, the stira, the two braises, that one braise says the shul has Tumas Negam, and one braise says that the shul is not Shaykh to Tumas Negam, that machlekes is totally in this machlekes or Meir and the Chachamim. Ah, what Shaykh is? This machlekes is a machlekes about Mezuzah. So the Ritva explains that by Mezuzah also the Torah says the word, it says the word Beisecha, which we could also darshan that you need a Beis HaMiyuchad Loi. And still we see it, there's a Machlekes or Meir in the Chachamim about this drasha, that Rabbi Meir holds that the Shul is Chayiv and Mezuzah, meaning we don't darshan that you need a Beis HaMiyuchad Loi. And so too by Negoim, he would also say that we don't darshan that it needs to be Dafka Loi, a Beis HaMiyuchad Loi, and even if you don't have Bailim Nikarim, they're still Tomas Negoim. And the Chachamim who say that the Shul is not Chayiv in Mezuzah, it's because they learn that when the Torah says Beisecha, it means you need to have Bailim Nikarim. You need to have clear owners of the house, of the house or of the room. And being at the shul, you don't have clear owners because anyone could come in. So therefore, it's not Chayiv in Mezuzah, and who I did, it's not going to have Tumas Negoim. That's the Gemara's first taras. The Gemara's first taras is that the answer why, how there's a stira between the two brises about nige batim on the shuls is that's totally, it's kufa totally in this machlekes or meir in the chachamim. V'ibayisayma hava harabanan. Where we could say that no, both brises are libid rabbanan. They're both a libid rabbanan who hold that you need bailim nikarim, that there's no chiyu mezuzah and there's no nige batim unless you have bailim nikarim, unless you have clear owners of the house or of the house. Of the room. Ah, so what's the pshat in the brisa that said that there is negibatim by shuls? Because the brisa which said that there is negibatim is talking about where there's bailim nikarim. It's talking about where there's a place there for the gabbai of the shul to stay. And the brisa which says that doesn't have negibatim is talking about where there's no place over there for the gabbai of the shul to stay. V'ibayisema says the Gemara third teretz. V'ibayisema havahav delas bebeis dira. Both brisos about negebatim, about on shuls, is talking about where there's no place for the gabbai to stay. And they're still both a libidur abanan. And it's not a stira. Why? Havahad de krach and havahad de kfarim. There's a difference between a shul that's in a krach, that's in a big city. A shul that's in a big city, so there's always people that come through. There's always people that pass by and come in. And therefore there's no bailim nikarim. That's the type of shul that's not gonna have negay batim that won't be shaykh to negayim. Vadikfarim in the brisa which said that there is negay batim on the shul, that's talking about a shul that's in a kfar, that's in a small town, and that being that's in a small town, so it's a set group of people that daven there or that learn there, and therefore it's bailum nikarim because it's this group of people that stay in that daven and learn in that shul in that base medrash, and therefore there's going to be negay batim. So that's the third teretz. Frakta gemar v'dekrachem ein mitame b'negam in a shul in a base medrash in a big city. It doesn't have nigei batim v'atani, but we learned in a brisa that we darshim by the pasuk that says achuzaschem b'nigei batim, that we darshim from there achuzaschem mitame b'negam, your achuza meaning places that have bailum nikarim, that's mitame b'negam v'ein Yerushalayim mitame b'negam, but Yerushalayim is not mitame b'negam because Yerushalayim was this time, we'll see soon, this Tana holds, was not Eschalik L'Shvatim. It wasn't given specifically to Yehuda ben Yamin. Everyone in Klal Yisrael has equal rights to Yerushalayim. Therefore, there's no Bailum Nikarim, because it's just a free-for-all. Everyone has rights to it. And therefore, it's not Mitameh Binagayim. Amar Rabbi Yehuda said to the Tanakhama that no, there is such a chilik about Yerushalayim, but Anilo Shemati al Makom Mikdash Bilvad. It was only the Makom Mikdash that doesn't have Tumas Nagam. It's not the whole Yerushalayim that doesn't have Tumas Nagam. It's just the Makom HaMikdash that doesn't have Tumas Nagam. And Rashi explains because the Makom HaMikdash was bought using money from all of Klal Yisrael, and therefore there's no Bailum Nikarim. So it's just the Makom Mikdash. But what do you see from Rabbi Yehuda, that's only the Makom Mikdash which doesn't have Tumas Negayim. Mashma habatik in esiyo isu bati midrasha is mitame b'negayim. But the shuls and the bati midrashas in Yerushalayim, they do have Tumas Negayim. V'afal gav de krachim ninu. Even though we're talking about Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim is a big city. Yerushalayim is a krach. There's always people coming through to Yerushalayim, and so there's no bailum nikarim. And afal pikin, Rabbi Yehuda says that it has Tumas Negayim. So how could you tell me to answer the stira that the brisa which says that there's no Tumas Negam is talking about the shul that's in a krach? Here we see clearly that even the shul that's in a krach has Tumas Negam. So says the Gemara, Ema Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Ani Lo Shemati El Makom Mikdash Bilvad. Rabbi Yehuda didn't say that it's only the Makom Mikdash that doesn't have Tumas Negam. He said Makom Mikdash, which means all shuls, all Bati Midrashes in Yerushalayim don't have Tumas Negam. And Taka for this reason, because there's no Bailum Nikarim, because being that it's in a krach, so therefore, there's no Tumas Negayim. And with that, the Gemara concludes the third Teretz Tar Kasha. We ask the Kasha, the Stira and Braises. One Braises says that the Shul has Tumas Negayim. The other Braises says that the Shul does not have Tumas Negayim. So we said three Terutzim, either HaRabbi Meir, HaRabbanan, or we said they're both Rabbanan, and one's talking about where there's a place to sleep for the Gabbai, one's talking about where there's no place to sleep for the Gabbai, or they could both be talking about where there's no place to sleep for the Gabbai, and they're both a Libud Rabbanan, just one's talking about the Shul that's in a Krach, so that's why there's no Bailum Nikarim, and one's talking about the shul that's in the kfar, and therefore there are bailum nikarim. So those are the three terutzim to the stira. But now the Gemara just wants to understand what's this machlekes Tanakama and Rabbi Huda that we just mentioned. That the Tanakama said that the entire Yerushalayim does not have nigei batim, and Rabbi Huda said that it does. It's only the shuls and the batim midrashos that don't have nigei batim. So what's that machlekes taluyin? So says the Gemara. But Maika Mifli, what's the machlekes Tanakama and Rabbi Huda? Says the Gemara, Tanakama Savar, the Tanakama who says that there's no Negayim in the entire Yerushalayim, there's no Negei Batim, he holds that Yerushalayim loy nischalka l'shvatim. That Yerushalayim wasn't divided to, for specific Shvatim. It wasn't given to Yehuda and Binyamin, as we'll see the other man Damar holds. It wasn't given to Yehuda Binyamin. It's given to all of Klal Yisrael evenly, and therefore there's no Bailum Nikarim, because it's for everybody. But Rabbi Yehuda Savar Yerushalayim nischalka l'shvatim. However, Rabbi Yehuda holds that Be'etzim Yerushalayim does have nigei batim. It's just the shuls and the batim midrashos that don't. But Be'etzem Yerushalayim does have nigei batim because he holds that Yerushalayim was given specifically to Yehuda and Binyamin. It was Nischalka L'Shvatim means it was given, it was divided and given to Yehuda and Binyamin. Ubepukta Tani Tanayim, which is a Machlekes Tanayim that we find that there's a Machlekes Tanayim about whether or not Yerushalayim is Nischalka L'Shvatim or not. The Tani we learned in a Braisa, Mahaya, and so now this Tani is going to be a Tani that holds that Yerushalayim was Nischalka L'Shvatim, because the Braisa says, Mahaya Bechalka Shel Yehuda, what was in the Chelik of Yehuda, which means within the area of the Beis HaMikdash. So what was in the air, what was in the chelik of Shevet Yehuda? So says the Gemara, Harabayis, which Rashi Megillah and Chavav Ibn Aleph explains means the east side of Harabayis, and it's partial like that from the Hemshech of the Gemara, but it means the east side of Harabayis, Halishkais, the Lishkais that were over there, the Hazarais, and the various Hazarais, the Ezras Nashim, the Ezras Yisrael, the Ezras Kayanim, basically the east side of Harabayis until about the middle of the Beis HaMikdash, that was all in the chelik of Yehuda. So from the east until about the middle of the Beis HaMikdash. Uma haya bechalko shel Binyamin, and what was in the chelik of Binyamin around this area? So says the Gemara, the Ulam, v'heichal, u'beis kadshi hakadoshim, and the Beis Kadshi HaKadoshim. That was all in the chelik of Binyamin. And with Ritva and Megillah over there explains that and west of that, meaning and the west side of Harabayis. That was also in the chelik of Binyamin. Now the Gemara does not tell us there was really 54 amos between the Ulam and the Ezras Kayanim that the Gemara didn't discuss. The Gemara said that Yehuda's chelik went until the Ezras Kayanim, and it told us that Binyamin's chelik started from the Ulam. So what about between the Ulam and the Ezras Kayanim? There was 54 amos over there. That's where the Mizbeach was. Whose chelik was that part in? So we'll see in the Hemshech of the Gemara that's mavur that was chelik Binyamin. So Binyamin, the Mizbeach was be'etzem in chelkei shel Binyamin. But says the Gemara, v'ratzua ha'isa yaitse mechelkei shel Yehuda. There was a strip of the Beis HaMikdash that went. Of Chelik Yehuda. There was a strip of Chelik Yehuda that went out, v'nichnasas l'chalko shel Binyamin, and it protruded into the Chelik of Binyamin. Ubo haya mizbeach bano, and it was on this strip that the mizbeach was partially built. So you have, like we said, that Chelik of Yehuda went until the Ezras Kayanim. West of the Ezras Kayanim was Batsam al Chelik Binyamin, and that's where the mizbeach was. However, there was a small strip that went out from the Chelik of Yehuda, and the Mizbeach was partially built on that strip. And says the Gemara, Binyamin HaTzadik had mitztayer aleha lebala b'chol yoyim. And Binyamin HaTzadik, he was in pain. He was very troubled about this, that he wanted to include it in his chelek. He didn't want it to be that he shouldn't be lacking any bit of the Mizbeach. And so he was in pain that Yehuda had this strip. Shenemer, as the Pasuk says, chayfei falav kol yoyim, that kilo he was scratching his head in agony over this ritzua every day. Lefichach, because b'schus, this tzar that he had and he wanted it so badly, says the Gemara, Zocha Binyamin HaTzadik was Zeicha, v'nathu shpizchon ha'gvura. And he became the host for the Gvura for the Aron Kodesh. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, being safe of Shachin, that between the shoulders of Binyamin, meaning in his chilek, that's where Hashem dwelled, meaning that's where the Aron Kodesh was. The Aron Kodesh was in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which was in the chilek of Binyamin. Ask the Marsha. The Marsha and Zvachim and Gimel Mabez. It's a catch-22. What does the Gemara mean over here? Why was Binyamin in Tsar? Because he wanted to have this Ritzua. That there was this Ritzua that left the Chelek of Yehuda and went into his Chelek. So that's why he was in Tsar. So Mecha Tesi, that Ritzua should be his. Obviously because he saw Baruch HaKodesh, that the west side of the Beis HaMikdash was his. That from the Ezras Kayanim and west was his Chelek. That's obviously what he saw, and therefore he was Bitzar, that he was missing this Ritzua. So that's why he was Bitzar. Okay, fine. So now, Bishchus that he was Bitzar, what happened? He got the Kodesh HaKadoshim. He got the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and he was able to host the Aron Kodesh. But I thought that was why he was in Tsar. He was only in Tsar because he had already known that was going to be in his Chelek. So because he was in Tsar, so now as a Zchus of the Tsar that he had, he got to host the Aron Kodesh. So it's a catch-22. So what did he get? What was he Bitzar about? That's what the Marsha asked. And the Marsha bleib shver. I saw that Naf Yosef on the Ein Yaakov, so he writes that maybe you could say that Einachanami Binyamin knew that the Kodesh HaKadoshim was always going to be in his Chelek, but it could be that the Aron Kodesh was Lav Dafka going to be in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So Einachanami, he knew that the whole west side of the Beis HaMikdash, from the Ezras Kayanim in west, was all going to be his. But that doesn't mean that the Aron Kodesh was going to be in his Chelek. Maybe the Aron Kodesh was going to be somewhere else. And that's what he was Zeichev, because of this tzar that he had, so he was Zeichev that the Aron Kodesh was going to be in his chilek, which obviously, and like the Naf Yosef himself points out, is a daichik. Where else was the Aron Kodesh going to be? Obviously, the Aron Kodesh goes in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so it's Takashver, how to understand this Gemara. I didn't see anyone who said this, but I wonder if the whole kasha is really not a kasha. Obviously, to have Aron Kodesh in your chilek, so that's a tremendous chus. So Binyamin needed a chus in order to get Aron Kodesh in his chilek. So says the Gemara, what was his chus? His chus was that he had this tzar. That was his chus, that he had the Aron Kodesh in his chilek, was because he had this tzar. Ah, so then before he was b'tzar, so how did he see Baruch HaKodesh that this was going to be his chilek? And the answer to that is because obviously with Hashem's Yediyah, so Hashem's Yediyah, Hashem knew that Binyamin HaTzadik was going to get this chos and eventually get Aron Kodesh and his chilek. So this is really just the classic stira between Yediyah and Bechira. Binyamin tapped into Hashem's Yediyah and he knew Beruach HaKodesh to Hashem's Yediyah that eventually the Kodesh HaKodashim, the Aron Kodesh was going to be in his chilek. But now he still needed this chos. So he had this chos, that was what he got with his Bechira. Hashem knew that that's what was going to happen. So that's how he was able to see that Baruch HaKodesh, and it's really just part of the age-old stira about between Yediyah and Bechira. I don't know, food for thought. Either way, how'd we get here? Because we said that there's machlekes about whether or not Yerushalayim is Nischalku L'Shvatim or not. Is Yerushalayim Nischalku L'Shvatim? So this Tana holds clearly that Yerushalayim was Nischalku L'Shvatim. Yerushalayim was given to Yehuda and Binyamin, and that's this Tana. It now says the Gemara, but the high Tana, the following Tana, Savar, he holds that Yerushalayim lay Nischalku. The following Tana holds that Yerushalayim was not given to Yehuda and Binyamin. It's given for every, it's for everyone. The Tana we learned in the Braisa. The Tana says, "Ein maskirin batim b'Yerushalayim." So the lacha is that you're not allowed to rent out your house in Yerushalayim, which the Ritva explains means to Eilu Bergalim. To Eilu Bergalim have a mitzvah to be there, so you're not allowed to rent out your house. Levisha ein ashalahan, because it's not yours. It's not yours. The people that are living there, they don't own it. It's not theirs. Yerushalayim was not nischalku l'shvatim. Everybody has equal rights to it. So the people that are living there are not allowed to charge rent to the people that come to be Eilu L'regel to stay in their house. They're not allowed to charge money for it. That's mashma the Tana Kama holds that they are allowed to charge for their beds or for the sheets, for the closet space, for all those things they're allowed to charge. They just can't charge the etzem rent to stay in their house. Rabbi Lazar bar Tzadok Omer afloi mitos. No, they can't even charge for the beds, which the Tosafot Yeshanim points out is lav dafka just for the beds. It means they can't charge for the closets, they can't charge for the sheets, they can't charge for any of these things. Why not? I understand the house. The house doesn't belong to them because, like we said, because Yerushalayim was not Nischalku L'Shvatim, but they paid for their own beds. They got the guy might have gotten a custom made bed or whatever it is. How could you tell me he doesn't own the bed? He owns the bed. Why can't he charge the guests for sleeping in his bed? So the Tais Rush explains, because since the family that stays here all year round, they get to stay there without paying, and even though it's not really theirs, everyone has equal rights to it, and they get to stay there all year round without paying, so therefore it's only right to give the people that are Olil Regel completely free rent, and not even to charge for the beds, because being that all year round they're staying there for free without paying anything, so it's only right that the Olil Regalim should be able to stay there without having to pay anything. But either way, so says the Gemara, so this machleik is just if they're allowed to charge for the beds. But they can't charge rent, because this Tana holds that Yerushalayim was not Nischalku L'Shvatim. Says the Gemara, Vayter Lefichach, but because of that, because they're not charging any rent, so therefore, says the Gemara, Iris Kachim, the hides of the Kachim that the Eilu Regalim have from the various karbanas that they bring when the Eilu Regal, so Bali Ushpizchnin, Naitlin Aysan, Bizraya. So the Bali Ushpizichnin, they were allowed to take them from the Eilu Regalim, they were allowed to force it from them, which the Ritva explains means it was a Takanas Chazal. The Chazal made a Takana that because they're not charging any rent, so they get the Iris. They get the hides of the animals from the various karbanas that the Eilu Regalim are bringing. The host get to keep the hides of the animals. Amar Abaye, so Abaye says, Shma Mino, you see from here, that Eirich Aro, that it's the Derech Aretz, Lemishbak Inish, that a person should leave over, that a guest should leave over, a gulfa, umashka, a pitcher, an animal hides, the Ushpize for his host. If you come to my house, I'll take a candy platter instead. But I guess that was the normal thing in those times. Nowadays, the chayr that would translate as a wine bottle or a candy platter. It means it's the derech eretz to leave over a gift for a host that's hosting you for free. So it's the derech eretz to leave over something. The Ritva explains that obviously, if chazal were mesakin that the hosts get to take the hides from the guests, it must be because that's considered the derech eretz. The Kaftav Farach and Perek Vav writes, and nowadays, the meaning is that we do charge rent for houses even in Yerushalayim. That's the minhag, and that's the halacha, that nowadays that there's no Beis HaMikdash. He says that that's the halacha, that we're allowed to charge rent. We're allowed to charge rent nowadays that there's no Beis HaMikdash. And he brings a raya from our Gemara, because the Gemara says that they made a takana that the hosts get the iris of the guests. That they get the iris of the various karbanos that the guests bring. So Pasuk Pshad, it seems like what the Kaftav Farach is saying is that nowadays, that now that they're not getting the iris, that there's no, that we don't have karbanos, so the hosts aren't getting the iris, so therefore they're allowed to charge rent. And that's how Mari Korkis and Perek Zayin of Hilchos Beis HaBechira, Halacha Yedalid, that's how he understood the Kaftav Farach. He brings the Kaftav Farach. The Mari Korkis also writes that nowadays the minhag is that we do charge rent for houses in Yerushalayim, and he brings the beer of the Kaftav Farach, and he asks on the Kaftav Farach that L'chaira, when the Gemara says that the hosts get the iris, it's not that it's totally in the iris. The stam, they're not allowed to charge rent for their houses. Just to compensate for them, so Chazal gave them the iris. But if they don't get iris, it doesn't mean that now they're allowed to charge rent. So how could the Kaftav Farach say that nowadays that they're not getting the iris, so therefore they're allowed to charge rent? Charging rent is not totally in getting iris. That was something after the fact, that Chazal gave them to compensate them, so they gave them the iris. But just because they're not getting iris, it doesn't mean that they could charge rent. That's the Mari Korkis' kasho on the Kaftav Farach. However, I think if you look in the Kaftav Farach inside, so it doesn't seem like that's what the Kaftav Farach meant. The Mari Korkis Kilu understood that the Kaftav Farach was explaining like the reason, that the reason why nowadays they're allowed to charge rent, we're allowed to charge rent for houses in Yerushalayim, is because the hosts aren't getting the iris. But I don't think that's what the Kaftav Farach means. The Kaftav Farach was never explaining the reason. The reason he never explained, he was just bringing a raya to the fact that it's only Bizman Beis HaMikdash. So what was his raya? Because when Chazal wanted to compensate the Bailim, when they wanted to compensate the people living in the houses in Yerushalayim for giving out their houses for free, so how did Chazal choose to compensate them? They compensated them with the iris. Why would Chazal do such a thing? If this din is true, even when there's no Beis HaMikdash, so they should have told them that the guests have to pay the host a candy platter, or give them a wine bottle. Why did they choose iris to be their compensation, which is something which is only negeya when there's a Beis HaMikdash? Zakta Kaftav Farach, I have a raya from here. You see, because the whole din is only negeya when there's a Beis HaMikdash. Avad, it's not because they're not getting the iris, and therefore now they're allowed to charge rent. Because the iris is not tali, it's not tali zebezeh. He was just bringing a raya, a simin ladavar, that that's the halacha. A simin ladavar, that that's the halacha, is from the schar that Chazal gave to the host, that you see that this halacha was only ever true, was only ever said, bizman, that there's a Beis HaMikdash. But bizman, there's no Beis HaMikdash, no. And he never explained why not. The Kaftav Farach was never coming to explain why it is that it's only true when there's a Beis HaMikdash. Now the reason why we got into all of this is because he wanted to show that there's a machlokes tanoim about whether or not Yerushalayim was nischalka l'shvatim or not. So we brought a tana that said that Yerushalayim was in the chelik of Yehuda and Binyamin, that Yerushalayim was nischalka l'shvatim. And now here we have a tana that holds that you're not allowed to rent out your house in Yerushalayim, who holds that clearly Yerushalayim was not nischalka l'shvatim. It wasn't given to Yehuda and Binyamin, and therefore even those that live there, Yehuda and Binyamin, they're not allowed to charge rent to others who come to be Eilu L'Regel. You're not allowed to charge rent because it's not owned by you. No, everyone in Klai has equal rights to Yerushalayim. The Chazon Ish and Archayim and Simen Kol Chavav, Sifkan Ches, asks from various psukim in Nach where we see that clearly Yerushalayim was given to Yehuda and Binyamin. He asks, how could there be a man, the Amra, that says Yerushalayim was not Nischalku L'Shvatim, that it wasn't given to Yehuda and Binyamin, when there are Mefers of psukim which say that Yerushalayim was Nischalik to Yehuda and Binyamin? So says the Chazon Ish that the machlekes is not whether or not Yerushalayim was given to Yehuda and Binyamin. Everyone agrees that at least Bekinyan Haguf, Yerushalayim is owned and it's in the chelek of Yehuda and Binyamin. The man, the Amr, who holds that Yerushalayim was not nischalku l'shvatim, it means that Yehuda and Binyamin only got a Kinyan Haguf, but the rest of Klal Yisrael still has a zchus hishtamshus in Yerushalayim, which means that Binyamin and Yehuda might physically own the land of Yerushalayim, but if anyone else comes, they they still remain with their zchus to use Yerushalayim. That's not something that Yehuda and Binyamin could charge for, because it wasn't nischalka l'shvatim. It means that everyone has a zchus l'shtamshus, as opposed to the man da'amar who holds that Yerushalayim was nischalka l'shvatim. Lefi the man da'amar who holds that Yerushalayim was nischalka l'shvatim, it means that not only was it in the chilek of Yehuda and Binyamin, but it means that the rest of Klal Yisrael lost their zchus l'shtamshus. They don't even have a zchus l'shtamshus. Now, all of this whole discussion of whether or not Yerushalayim was nischalka l'shvatim or not, so we brought all of this in order to explain, to answer up for the third teretz of the Gemara. We mentioned three terutzim for Astira and Brisus about whether or not there's nige batim when it comes to shuls, and the third teretz is that there's a difference between kfarim and krachim. We asked from the krachim of Yerushalayim, and we answered the kasha from Rabbi Yehuda. Once we mentioned Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, so then the Gemara would want to explain the machlekas Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda, which we said is talui, and whether or not Yerushalayim was nischalka l'shvatim. But all this was on the third teretz, where we were machalik between kfarim and krachim. That krachim don't have nigei batim, that a shul and a krach in a big city, that there's no bailim nikarim, so therefore there's no nigei batim, but a shul and a kfar in a small village, so there's a set group of people that daven there, and therefore it is shayach to nigei batim. Frak the Gemara, the kfarim imetame benegam, is that really true that a shul in a small city, in a small village, so it has negayim? Vatane, but we learned in the Braisa. The Braisa darshan from that which it says la'achuza by nigei batim. We darshan, the pasuk says by nigei batim la'achuza, which we say ad sheyich b'shuaisa, that there's no nigei batim until Klal Yisrael conquered Yerushalayim. Kav shuaisa v'loichal ku'al l'shvatim. How do we know that even once they conquered it, but if they did not yet give it out to the Shvatim, or Chalku l'Shvatim, they gave it out to the Shvatim, they divided the land amongst all the Shvatim, v'lo yichalku l'beis avos, but they didn't divide it amongst the families within the Shvatim, or Chalku l'beis avos, they did divide it amongst the different families within the Shvatim, but be'en kol yachid makir eshaloi, but each individual person, yet they didn't divide it amongst all the men within each family. So how do we know minayin that there's still no negaim? Tamalaymar uba asher loy habayis. The pasuk says uba asher loy habayis misham yuchaloi. It has to be that the bias is miyuchad for him. Yatzu elu sheim yuchadin loy. As opposed to over here, even if they divided it amongst all the families, but if they didn't mamish give it out amongst all the men, so no one could point to a specific house and say this is mine. It's the groups, and being that it belonged to the group, so it belongs to the group. So therefore, there's no nigei batim. So you see from this brisa that even though there's Bailim Nikarim, it's a small little group that they just didn't divide it amongst themselves, but so they all have Bailis over it, and still there's still no Negei Batim. So to a shul, even a shul and a kfar, even though there's a small group, there shouldn't be Negei Batim. So that's the Gemara's Kasha. How could you tell me that a shul in a small village has Negei Batim because it's just a small group? Here we see that even still, it needs to be that each person can point to a specific spot and say that that's mine, and until you have that, there's no Negei Batim. So says the Gemara, Ala Muchvarta Kedashanina Meikara. Rather, we have to stick with the first two terutzim that we gave, either Har Rabbi Meir and Har Rabbanon, or that they're both the Rabbanon, and one's talking about where there's a house for the Gabbai, and one's talking about where there's no house for the Gabbai. But Enachanami, this third teretz that we said to answer up the steer in the braces about whether or not shuls have nigei batim, and we want to be mechalik between krachim and kfarim, so Enachanami says the Gemara in the end, it doesn't stand. Because we see from here that even a shul and a kfar will not have nigei batim.